Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are now into the third and final hour today. And I had a guest coming on, but we're just not going to do it. I'm going to get into the Rolling Stone lead headline. You know, a few weeks ago, E. Howard Hunt of the Plumbers on Watergate, he's the guy that led the failed Bay of Pigs invasion. He ran covert operations, overthrowing nations like Guatemala and scores of others. And lo and behold, before he died, he wrote in handwritten notes about how he was the lead commander of the shooters. Of course, we always knew that. There were three photographs taken by the Dallas Times Herald, now defunct, of Mr. Hunt and two other well-known high-level CIA operatives. I mean, it's spitting images of all three of them. It isn't one of them, it isn't two of them, it's all three of them. There's the tramps, all well-known CIA operatives, extremely famous. And you see Hunt trying to make funny faces. He, like, tries to deform his face all up. You know, he, like, frowns and tries to look like Gomer Pyle or somebody, or oh, who's the guy that, Elmer Fudd. You know, the other guys don't try to disguise their faces as well as he did. But there's one photo where he's walking out of the police station, and you know, before he sees the camera, and it's clearly him. Then he starts deforming his face up and really squinching it. Pretty slick of him, actually. I mean, we already knew that. We don't need you to confess. We already know the government killed Kennedy. I interviewed Barr McClellan, who was LBJ's lawyer for 15 years, about LBJ talking about how he had Kennedy killed. And I interviewed his late mistress, who was his admitted mistress and had his only son. And I've interviewed, you know, all the big experts on the JFK assassination, and we know the facts of what happened there. But I will go over a little bit more of the E. Howard Hunt story. If you tuned in during the first hour, and you heard me talk about how here in Austin, Texas, we had their official plans a couple years ago. Every major road, MOPAC, I-35, William Cannon, 360, 290, there are 14 of them, 14 major roads, toll roads, or 10 roads, and a couple of them have several toll roads on them. Now, that affects you, because I have a stack of news here where they're doing the same thing in England, same thing in Illinois, same thing in Wisconsin, same thing in Ohio, same thing New Jersey, same thing Florida, same thing Kansas, same thing Indiana. I mean, it's the same everywhere. But in Texas, we always do it bigger and better, so the total handover of the infrastructure is just more intense here. And a few years ahead. And so now everybody's freaking out, because the people couldn't believe me when I had the official TxDOT map saying it. Now that the Statesman says they're going to turn MOPAC, then that is the big enchilada, folks. That's the big road that Austinites get around on, big highway from end to end, very well designed. They are going to take lanes of that sucker, and they are going to put toll roads on it. And but don't worry, they're having a meeting tomorrow and then a meeting on Wednesday for you to comment on it, and then that's it. And if you don't like it, try going through there without your transponder. It'll track you. If you don't pay the tickets, they'll come arrest you, and if you resist, they'll blow your head off. They'll put four or five bullets in you. How's that sound? They know who they work for. The foreign corporations that own this country. All right? They know who feeds them. These dogs know who puts the food in their dish. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Stay with me.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let me get into this report again, and I'd like the callers to maybe comment on this, or the Kennedy assassination, or Mergellons, it doesn't matter. I hope to heaven this Mergellons thing isn't real. But we know these technologies exist, and we know the government's doing stuff publicly that's just as dangerous or more so. So I just don't doubt it anymore. Believe me, I wish it was just a bunch of schizophrenics freaking out. But we've covered the topic with an expert on it, so there you have it. Revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, a grim vision of the future. Information chips implanted in the brain, electromagnetic pulse weapons, the middle class becoming revolutionary, taking on the role of Marxist proletariat, the population of countries in the Middle East increasing by 132%, while Europe's drops as fertility falls, flash mobs, groups rapidly mobilized by criminal gangs or terrorist groups. Now let me take the time out, now that we have it, to analyze that first paragraph. This is the Ministry of Defense report. This is what they say they believe will happen. This is not, this they only put these out every 10 years. This is a big deal. By the way, I've seen fragments of classified that have been, segments released, or scientists that have been in on classified briefings and published their studies that went into U.S. briefings that show a similar picture. information chips implanted in the brain. Well, number one, the January 2000 Federation of American Scientists report released classified 1999 internal Defense Department report conducted for the Army. And this is in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's all over the web still. You can find it. It was the Federation of American Scientists. That was a request that they remove it. Then the Pentagon got upset and used that as an example in a press report saying we're tired of classified material being brought forward. And it said that by 2025, everyone would be implanted with brain chips. And that they would legitimize this through fads, through style, for security, and with prisoners. And they didn't even talk about how they're going to sell it to us. And basically, they're going to say, microchip, implied digital solutions under the skin. We're going to track you. It keeps you safe from the predators. Makes it safe for you to go into work. Oh, my gosh, it's great. 99% major polls are against it. I mean, they've had polls. It's in the high 90s. Doesn't matter. They'll just keep repeating it until you're acclimated, until you almost expect it. Okay, where's my chip? I've heard about it 5 million times. But let me tell you, they take them, your favorite Baja Beach Club or your favorite Miami Party Club that's, you know, the highest end. You want to get into the VIP section that's basically got the legal hookers in it? Well, you got to take the chip. You know, it's a free enrollment. Don't worry. It's so cool. And there's a sexy girl rubs your shoulders while they put the chip in you. I mean, how much more manipulative and corporate baiting is that? I mean, they bait you like you're mindless idiots. Is there nothing you won't fall for? Is there nothing I won't fall for? I'm weak too. I mean, this is just pathetic. And then they have like the Chipmobile, and they trademark Get Chipped. And I have the CEO on, their founding scientist, I have distributors on, and they're like, the chip will prevail, and start laughing when they're on the air with us. Then it's an IBM front company. See, this is how they operate. They just condition you till you accept it. So, there, it's a long article, and I've covered one line of it. Information chips implanted in the brain, electromagnetic pulse weapons, the middle class becoming revolutionary, taking on the role of Marxist proletariat. So they don't really say we're going to be communist, but they say we'll take on the role of the proletariat. And then later they say we will be Marxist. Again, the elite knew there was going to be a revolution against their opulence and their conspicuous consumption and their corruption. It was not free market. It was criminally consolidated. So they come in to head off the logical extension of the Renaissance and tell the middle class, we're going to get the richies. But really it was the poor working class, the super poor, being targeting the middle class for the elite. Because believe me, folks, somebody who's getting, you know, paid $15,000 a year, they think somebody making $100,000 is rich. Okay, and they think you're opulently rich if you've got a nice car and a decent house. And believe me, if some leaders tell them that they're going to get money and they're going to be wealthy and get some blingy bling in the democracy where 51% can take your land. 51%. It doesn't even take that in Austin. If a minority wants your ranch or farm, they take it. That minority environmental group's told it's going to be a park. And then they're not the darlings, though, a few years later once it's turned into a golf course or high-rise apartments. Now they're actually barred by the police because they're troublemakers from going into city council meetings, and they'll cry outside in the hall and go, you were right. We laughed at you, Alex. I'm like, yes. You were used to create the illusion of a mob of people wanting this. And it's going to be bad. You've got Latin Americans who've never been allowed to have freedom, never been allowed to have any type of free market, who've been peons, total slaves, since Mesoamerica, forget the Spanish arrival 500 years ago, and they want a taste of rebellion, and they're going to be given a Marxist, Leninist, Maoist rampage, and they're going to burn down most of this country. Unless we turn it around. I mean, just watch. Later, like everything else I've said that comes true, you watch. And by burn down the country, you know, 15, 20 major cities burnt, large portions decimated, incinerated, quite literally. And it'll be like French Canada. Large portion will still be under a larger North American governance, but as long as they feel like they're not under the U.S., they'll be, all right! And man, well, I got four articles on this. They're trying to pass total gun bans in L.A. right now, and you know what? Looks like they're going to get it. Because as long as the leadership puts up billboards saying it's Mexico, and as long as they tell them the Raza buzz they want to hear and pat them on the head. The corporates know, man. They know how to. See, they tell the middle classes, black, white, Hispanic, sit down, shut up, go along, don't make waves, because we've got wealth to fight them, at least for a little bit longer. But they're almost there. But they, But with the so-called downtrodden groups, oh my gosh, they tell them to be radical, cause problems, but that's only to threaten the middle class into submission under the ruling elite. See, the middle class also thinks it's teamed up with the elite. They think they're the elite. While the elite are manipulating the giant third world hordes, who I individually don't even dislike, but as a force, they are our destruction, and their own destruction too. It is not a pretty picture. Oh, and the British report says this, by the way. I mean, let me give you an example of this. Absolute cast iron proof. Let me give you absolute proof of this. Because this is a very important subject. Well, you know what? Let me just... You ever do that, folks? Everybody's got this oak allergy, so my head's all stopped up. And I was trying to call up all the data in my brain to make a point, and then didn't remember what the point was. Because I'm so busy trying to, kind of dingy today, trying to call up the point I was going to make. That doesn't happen very often, but it happens more and more. I don't like it. John, were you listening? I said I was going to make a point. You know, you were doing 10 tasks as usual. I know the listeners could tell me. As soon as I don't want to know, as soon as we get a break, I'll remember. Oh, I was talking about absolute proof of the illegal aliens being tools of the New World Order and the Muslims being tools and all of it. I don't dislike Muslims. I don't dislike Mexicans from Mexico. I mean, I find it a little frightening, you know, that every city bus in Austin has a big Mexican flag and says, we're taking over on it, and, you know, we're the invaders, ha, 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 and I mean, with a guy with a crazy look on his face, and 670-something billboards in L.A. saying L.A.'s Mexico, I mean, you know, and I'm scared because I know who's behind it. Man, I tell you what, it'll get your attention real quick. They're going to do here what they did in Russia. Man, oh, it's going to be rough, folks. It's going to be rough. But, of course, when they're done with the illegals, it won't be pretty. But going back, take London, take England. They have basically unlimited Islamic immigration to England. I mean, it is just massive. London is now half foreigner. Okay, the country will soon be half foreigner. You got to go look at these numbers there. And the majority of the foreigners are Muslims. Now, take our nation. The Muslims are going to kill us. They're going to get us. Oh, my God. They all want to slit our throats. But Bush has done nothing to curb their immigration here. They've done nothing to see, it's made up, ladies and gentlemen. All this talk of security, all this talk of fighting terror, they're not doing anything, okay? The border's more open than it was, as you know, before 9/11. There's less border patrol. But you know what? The number of cops doubled under Bill Clinton, and now it's almost doubled in 7 years, almost 7 years of Bush. You know how many cops there were when Clinton got into office nationwide? 200,000. There were almost 600,000 when he left. And ladies and gentlemen, we've passed 1 million. And they're just getting started. And I had a stack of news we covered Friday. Draw okay on your desk, you're arrested. $5 parking ticket, they seize your house. Kid's not wearing a helmet on a bicycle, the police taser him and tackle him. You know, I mean, it's just total, massive get you in the system. Arrest you for nothing. But the illegals, they can drunk drive, get bank accounts without IDs, and do whatever they want. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I'm going to get into the JFK thing. I'm going to get more into this MOD report about the future of the next 30 years. And you can forget 30 years. Try the next 10, the next 5. But we're going to go to Ryan, Luke, Phil, Brock, Sammy, or Samuel. We're going to go to everybody. Luke Radowski there with 9/11 Truth in New York, a hard charger taking action and fighting the New World Order, which we like. He's going to have another demonstration Wednesday out there in support of Rosie O'Donnell, who's back in town now. Look for some surprises perhaps this week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see. Luke, thanks for popping in. Tell us what's going on.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, this Wednesday we're going to be outside ABC Studios, 9:30 a.m., just like we did it about 2 weeks ago, just to show support for Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, last time we did this demonstration of support, the next couple of days, Rosie O'Donnell came out with a 9-minute rant about Building 7 for about, you know, on The View, that reached about 30 million people. So we're going to do it again just to show her support and to show the neocons that, you know, she's not a lunatic. She's you know, doing the right thing, and there's family members.
Give folks the time and place.
It's going to be at ABC Studios, 9:30 Wednesday, April 11th. ABC Studios is West End Avenue. I mean, all the information is on wearechange.org. Just go on wearechange.org, and all the information is on there.
Okay, and I want you to call in with a report in the first hour on what happened Wednesday.
Not a problem.
Good to hear from you. Look for them. No, I'm not going to say it. I'll see you, Luke. Good talking to you, my friend. Great guy. Ryan in California. Ryan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just actually wanted to let you know I was listening to the conversation about the Morgellons, and a friend of mine actually was telling me he had a skin infection and that he was pulling out some stuff that he thought was fat that his doctor told him was just normal and was fat. And he was talking to me about it like it was normal and asking me, you know, those fibers that are in your skin that are fat when you have an infection. And I said, no, I don't know. And he kept on kind of talking about it a little bit. And he didn't say much more than that, but I found it very odd. And I just overheard the conversation you were having.
Well, don't question. Do whatever the government and the doctors say. Anybody that says they've got fibers in them is with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, this guy's been my best friend since I was 3 years old.
Well, he's doing the right thing. He's not questioning. That's what a true American does.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been trying to get him to change his mind and listen to your show, but he's a real tough one to convert, so.
Well, have you given him a copy of Terror Storm?
I have tried to get him to sit down and watch it with me, but I've played parts of it with him, and he's usually pretty skeptical about that.
And I bet he thinks Lee Harvey Oswald threw a tree in 6 seconds, got 3 shots off with a bolt-action rifle.
Well, he's not too into that. He does want to be a police officer, and I've been trying to talk him out of that.
So, again, to be a police officer, you only worship and do what the government says, because the government is America, and the people are the enemy, right? That's why we have militarized police, hence the people are the enemy, the police are God. Well, I hope he enjoys that. But why don't you give him a copy of the Rolling Stone magazine with the admitted former clandestine chief officer on, you know, deathbed confession of killing Kennedy. Maybe that'll have some effect on him.
I'm sure there's something out there with all this news out there that I can get him to wake up sooner or later, I'm hoping so.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Well, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to see that Rolling Stone magazine. The way I look at it right now, it looks like backroom boys have blocked the Rolling Stone website. It's offline. The only way you can contact it now is if you take off the www dot.
Well, they might just be having a web problem because the story got big. We saved the article. It's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, you may not have a week or a month or the next 5 years. It could be the next 5 minutes. If these people could kill John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, they can kill 3,000 people on September the 11th. They can kill 30,000 or 50,000 or as many as it takes.
No, you're right. That's why we're fighting them.
And we've got to stick together on this. I think everybody who's got a website, everybody who's got a file sharing program, you should be taking off everything else but Terror Storm and the truth about 9/11, the movies, if you have copies of them, and just be sharing that information and putting that out there to everybody that you know, all, you know, as much as you possibly can to get as many people as we, because it's just strength in numbers here, Alex.
No, you're right, Phil. We need the maximum output in the info war on 9/11 truth, because that's the foundation of everything they're doing geopolitically and domestically. And you're absolutely right. Please go to Google Video, folks. Get the link to Terror Storm for free and get it out to everybody you know. Anything else, Phil?
No, thank you very much, Alex. Just get that out. Get that message out.
I will. I will. More calls, more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
I can guarantee you that in your town or city, if it's of any size, you've got foreign companies coming in that have bought off your politicians and they're having the infrastructure handed over to them to rape the daylights out of you. This is out of the Statesman. 5 to 8 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday. Now, by federal and state law, they're supposed to give you a 30-day notice of these public meetings where they then claim they're getting public input. But thousands literally show up to many of these meetings. Hundreds always do. They'll have a show of hands. It's always. I mean, there were like 1,200 people at one meeting, and six people raised their hands, and then people ask, "Who do you work for?" They were all TxDOT employees, Texas Department of Transportation. So they're trying to announce this one day before the first meeting tomorrow in the hope that you won't show up. So call everybody you know and get down there, unless you want MOPAC to be run by Centro of Spain. Today, Tuesday, at O'Henry Middle School at 2610 West 10th Street. That's O'Henry Middle School. Tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m. And Thursday at McCallum High School at 5600 Sunshine Drive. We have this up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, it's 8,000 miles of roads in Texas. Now, again, we have the official map, and I would show people, this is TxDOT. Do you see 14 toll roads in Austin? Okay, that's every major road. Unbelievable. Let me think about it in my mind. Where I live, I couldn't go, but let me see. 350 yards east. I could go about a mile north. I could go about a mile west. And I could go about 2 miles south. Because I've seen the map and looked at it. Yeah. Without paying a toll. And I live on the edge of Austin. And I'm telling you, you read the Oak Hill Gazette that comes out every week, because I really live in Oak Hill, a little suburb, and it's just every week the cover. Oh, TxDOT came in with a big lunch, and oh, they say how wonderful the toll roads are. Oh, they spend so much time with us. They're so nice. They're a pack of criminal liars. I mean, I sit there and I read it every week, and I just get mad. And it's the same thing everywhere. I mean, you heard Sal Costello. They just lie. They just lie and lie. They lie and say they're broke. They lie and say it's not a foreign company. They have the editor of the Austin Chronicle, who every week has articles for the toll roads, say Lewis Black, the pig that owns South by Southwest, he wrote in there that it's a conspiracy theory that it's Spanish-owned. Folks, that's been in all the other papers. That's admitted. Sintra is of Spain, of Madrid, Spain. I mean, again, they're so bold. That was about a year and a half ago I saw that, and I literally almost fell out of my chair. No, Sintra is not foreign-owned. That's another lie by the conspiracy theorist. Oh, and Alex Jones is so evil. And I've got all this other news. When does it end? When does it stop? What is the newest outrage and disgrace that we have to be put through? The next humiliation. I mean, this is only the start. You know, I've done 2 hours and 37 minutes, and I haven't plugged my films yet. I want to go to your calls and cover news. I want to make it short and sweet. If you want to hear this radio show, and if you want to hear this radio show get more effective, and if you want to see newer films and more powerful films from me, and you want to see us write more articles and affect more change and fight for you, because we're fighting for ourselves, and we're all together on this, then you need to support us. And frankly, I don't like sitting here plugging my videos, and I don't like sales pitches, and I frankly, more and more, might plug the videos once a day. I should be plugging them each hour. I don't like to spend all day trying to fuel my tank. And that's what it is. I'm a tank, and I run over New World Order lies and propaganda, and I run over their walls, and I gun them down in the ditches in the info war. And so I'd rather not have a big discussion about it. Just stick the fuel in my tank, and we can do more here. We can expand our organizational skills. We can move on to the next level. I want to thank you for all your support you have given us. Now, that normally is a secondary concern, and that's why it's become so secondary. I don't really promote stuff anymore. I should. But most of the time I just say, go watch my films for free on Google Video. That's a real good business tactic. But I don't care, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to get the word out, period. Not to put up with people's BS. And I've taken the gloves off in my life. I just don't care anymore. And that's what people in my personal lives or people in the government, anywhere else. We're not playing games. We're not mincing words. We're not pulling punches and every other cliche term you know for it. We're going full throttle, all or nothing. We're totally in. This is it. We recognize what the New World Order is. Let me tell you, to try to grasp who they are, to try to really face who they are, I mean, it's hard to get your brain even around how evil they are, how ruthless, just how they stink. I mean, and that old saying, you know, you just think, oh, you stink, or it stinks. I mean, think about it. I mean, it really stinks, like rotten flesh. That's what I mean when I say they stink. I mean, it stinks. These people stink. You know that control freak, you know that scumbag, you know that smiley person, you know that likes to manipulate people and hurt people. You know that person? These people are 1,000 times worse than that, and they run our lives. Yes, they're in control right now. And they're just, with their bravado, their chutzpah, their aplomb, they just keep barreling forward. And I'm not going to lay around. I'm not going to go to the relocation center with the Soviet model they got for this country. I'm not going to lick your boots. I'm not going to go along with the system. And you shouldn't go along with it either. See, I start talking about my videos and I digress off into the New World Order. I just can't even stay focused on it. Number one, these are powerful films that you need to have. Not just the 15 I've made, but all the other books and videos we carry. It's the best stuff out there we found. That's number one. Terror Storm, American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition. Riddles in Stone about how these occultic nuts run everything and how DC's laid out in a giant occult power center. Riddles in Stone, available at Infowars.com, just came out. Go to the website, get them, make copies of my films. You're authorized to. You're authorized to make copies of Russo's films. 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, excellent. I don't care if you already know about the New World Order. Get the videos, make copies, get them out to people. That's the whole point. You knowing about it, not doing anything, does nothing. And believe me, you may shoot your mouth off or in your own mind say, oh, they ever come to my house, I'll blow them away. Or this stuff keeps getting worse and worse. It's going to happen incrementally. You know, I'll do something then. Folks, if you haven't already gotten on the path to resistance, if you haven't already steeled yourself, if you haven't already gotten stoic about this and committed, I mean, it takes, I mean, I'm not a what you'd call a cowardly person. And you know, it takes, because I know this is serious. Unlike a lot of people in this movement, I have had to steel myself, you know, and by that I've had to look at what it is, I've had to face what it is, my subconscious has dealt with it, I've had plenty of dreams that I doubt most people would ever imagine they'd have, where my brain has gotten me ready for things, and that's what dreams are really all about. And, I mean, I am ready, folks. I am 100% ready, whether it's next month or 10 years from now, if we're unable to stop this thing. I don't want it to be violent. I don't want it to be violent. I really don't. I just can't. And I want to say this, too. There is so much beauty in the world. There is so much beauty in the world. I'm not a negative person. My God, I am surrounded by beauty. I'm surrounded by good things. I'm surrounded by blessings. I am just absolutely blessed and thankful and humbled by the amazing spectacle of life and just all the innocence. The innocence makes my heart melt. And I just cannot even fathom how these people, they see the strength. That they're able to do really cold-hearted, bloodthirsty things, and I don't see it as strength at all. I see it as the ultimate of selfish and weak and bad, and of self-centered and greedy. These people are so greedy, they don't even want us to have a future. They don't want us to have our own minds. They revel in the fact that we're into... See, because they're all into being the smartest and knowing everything and being the enlightened ones and the illumined ones. And, you know, we're all a bunch of idiots. And, yeah, the masses have always been dumbed down on average and have always had their problems. But there's always been a large group of people that are intelligent and dynamic and happy and the Renaissance men and women of our world. And the elite are not that. Let me tell you, Renaissance people do not try to stunt and dumb down and do that. And consolidate and create. I mean, the New World Order always talks about free markets and trade and let the market do it. All they do is manipulate markets. All they do is consolidate markets. All they do is blow out economies by design. So they can rule from a giant trash heap. I was looking around at photos online last night and I saw this image of Army soldier in Iraq in, for some reason, in a landfill, and it was garbage all the way up to his waist. And the photos, it's just, a picture tells a thousand words. It's just, that's your empire. That's your empire of dirt, buddy. I mean, because it just, it said it all. These guys are so into being manly. That's like, look, manliness isn't just willing to go out and kill somebody or put yourself in harm's way. It's also having the willingness to do the things and stand up against things and tell the truth. And I just, I just can't believe how diabolical, how far-reaching, how deep and pervasive this is, and how many shallow, selfish people there are serving the system who are these envious, greedy, competitive people. But they're not competitive in a real way. I'm not saying being competitive is bad. You know what I mean. It's like they're just, oh, man, I'm sick of them. And they love the system, and they just revel in all its totems and its initiations and all of its I'm just here to tell the elite, you are bankrupt. Let's say this is a top-down system and somebody's got a rule. You are not fit to rule. You are bad stewards. You are scum. Okay, I mean, let's agree that it's survival of the fittest, which I don't agree with. And you know, let's just say you got to have a global government to save us from bioweapons and super technologies, and that's why you've got to have a police state. Well, you're doing the opposite. You guys revel in bad stuff. It seems like you want to kill the planet. And then the people come to you wanting to do something about what's happening to the Earth, and you give them some false crises of carbon dioxide and a global tax to fix it. All right, I've said enough. Let's just go to the calls. Brock in Canada, then Samuel, James, Ted, Richard, and others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to just mention real quick, when I'd love to see George Bush, can't remember the word right now, impeached for those two border guards, putting them in harm's way. What a scam and a filthy, he's supposed to look after American people, you know.
Are you kidding? The government never looks after the police.
I know.
Police and soldiers, but they always lick their master's boot. They always thank them while they give them the shaft. Oh, thank you for all you do. Give me a deadly shot. Oh, government, you're America. The government isn't America.
No, and I would have him impeached for that alone. And my question also is, what's Nancy Pelosi doing running around the world like some sort of ambassador? I don't understand what they're scamming there. And for those two border guards, if the people don't wake up and say, look, get them out of jail, and put so much heat on the White House that they'll get them out just to stop the heat from coming their way. I mean, what a disgrace. What is Nancy Pelosi doing running around this place like she's some sort of wannabe president?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And then, of course, it came out that that's illegal. But then they said, well, they don't need to follow the law. And then she's acting like she's on some type of diplomacy. Look, the Democrats just announced there's no plan to pull the troops out, even in 2 years. That's all smoke and mirrors to make the constituents think that. So at least they're still trying to keep up appearances. I heard a talk show host yesterday named Richard make a good point, Richard Reeves, that they are countering us. You know, the four stages of that Gandhi talked about. First, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. First, they ignored us, then they laughed at us on 9/11 truth, then they attacked us, next we win. Same thing on Kennedy. It's now publicly admitted the government killed Kennedy. And 90%+ no. I can't wait to see the new poll now that E. Howard Hunt went public. We already knew that, but I think I got a photograph there, Dallas Times Herald, but I've already gone into that. And so what's happening is, you know, they're having to put Dick Cheney on Rush Limbaugh. How do we help? How do we save you? How do we, you know, well, you move Halliburton to Dubai. That's how you do it, Rush. They're having the lobby. They're getting on TV going, the people all are going crazy. They're believing 9/11 is an inside job. What's happened? It's a full moon. Wait till they learn that the mercury did cause the giant increase in autism. Wait till they learn that the toll roads are foreign owned and that the departments of transportation had plenty of money. When they figure out that we use more fuel than we ever used, from 15 million barrels to almost 25 million barrels in 10 years. Wait till people find out all the stuff you've lied about. Let me tell you something. The polls show 70%+ of the troops don't like the war and know it's a fraud. Let me tell you, it's a lot higher than that. I talked to the Marines and the Army people, from privates, you know, up to master sergeants and up to colonels. And they will say, oh, my God, yes, we know it's about money. Yes, we know it's a permanent base. Yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know Bush is a total traitor, and we wish he'd put us on the border. I mean, let me tell you something. The only people that don't know are these folks who aren't in the military, who drive around with all these stickers on their car, and maybe 20% of the troops who haven't been in the real combat zone yet and haven't seen Halliburton getting $15 million for putting up a $100 blue tarp. Okay? Halliburton of Dubai, of course.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Jim and four final calls. We are going to get guests on about E. Howard Hunt, his son, and others. We are going to be covering more on this incredible British military report about how there won't be any middle class and they'll have to have a world police state to deal with the people rioting against it. But right now, let's talk to Samuel in Pennsylvania, then James, Todd and Richard. I'm going to move fast. Go ahead, Samuel.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
We're facing the same problem with the Pennsylvania State Turnpike. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is Governor Ed Rendell is trying to ram through legislation that would allow the lease of state assets to private companies. He's putting this on.
And that's because the dollar is becoming like the ruble, and so we're open to be bought up, folks.
Well, they're putting it out there with this huge rush. As a matter of fact, on Forbes, I sent Kevin and Aaron a link to an article on Forbes where Mary Peters, the United States Secretary of Transportation, is going around the country promoting these plans. She was in Pennsylvania last week. They had a state press conference.
Now, I know Bush signed an executive order, the waterways,
yes,
the water, the navigable, the straits, the roads, the just everything, the power plants, anything government. And you look, I mean, take a lottery that makes, say, a couple billion a year. Well, they sell it for what it makes in a year. You're not supposed to do it. It'd be 20 times that. I mean, they're it's not selling. The government's been paid off. They're handing everything over. And then we got a deal. Now it's all going to be privately owned, and they're cops. They're brain-dead cops,
right,
that watch Jack Bauer all pushing us around. Thanks for the call. I got to move on. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. So I know you're all great callers. I hate to cut you short. James in Canada, go ahead.
Alex, hi.
Hi.
Question about Hurricane Katrina. I wanted to wonder, I just was looking into it. Do you think that they really blew the levees up with explosives?
I've never said they did. Police and other government people said they heard explosions. They blew it back in the big flood they had 80-something years ago publicly, and it flooded the poor areas instead of the rich, and that's where that originally came from. But we do know that FEMA frustrated and blocked aid by design to make the disaster worse, to then claim they needed more funding.
Yeah, they blocked water from coming in, food from coming in. Even I couldn't believe Geraldo Rivera on Fox News was even crying, holding a baby. It was
a piece of crap.
A question, or I just want to plug something. I set up a 9/11 Truth site in Calgary.
Give it out. Give it out.
Okay, it's Calgary911Truth.org. Check it out.
Hope folks go to Calgary911.org. Good call. Thank you. Todd in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I forgot to tell you yesterday. I'm doing a research paper on social studies influencing our children towards a one-world government. And I interviewed one of the ladies, one of the professors at Arizona State University in the Building North America program. She's aware of your work. She recognized by name Bob Dacey's article, Treason 101. They actually use your work in their classes to identify the media spin in their program.
So they're teaching it's good, and they go, look at these demons, Bob Dacey and Alex Jones.
Ooh, you're naughty. Yeah, they don't like it too much either. Very interesting lady, very nice lady. But at the end, I asked her, why all the secrecy? Why are they having this evolution by stealth? And she said, well, it's because basically all the, you know, geniuses get so wrapped up in their work that they just don't have time to let the public know. Can you believe a person with a PhD gave me that trash? Unbelievable.
Well, what you do is you show her their minutes from last year the Judicial Watch got where they said, first thing, keep it secret. But see, they even deny that. Oh, no, it's not secret. It's just secret. Oh, they're crazy. They think it was a North American union, but there is. Thanks for the call. Richard in Texas, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to make mention of something that must be a common issue for a lot of your listeners. I came up in the insurance business, and I've been out of that for a couple of years now, and just having a real difficulty trying to figure out industries out there that are not corrupt to try to figure out how to make a living anymore.
I know people making pretty good livings mowing yards because a lot of folks won't hire the illegals now. I mean, that's what I'd go do, probably. Hey, God bless you all, folks. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.